My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yesterday, it was said by Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports. He was responding to one of our listeners. And the listener had, and I got added in it, I didn't see this until this morning when I woke up, where it was Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports was asked about Brandon Ayuk. And he had said that, quote, this is Charles Robinson again, and this is the real one. I don't think that's his preference, talking about Cleveland. Even if they do the most sensible and even if they do have the most sensible ammunition to make the deal, I think Pittsburgh is where he'd like to be. That said, I wouldn't rule Cleveland out. It's fluid. That's what Charles Robinson said. So as soon as you think you're out, they pull you back in. But I've been saying all week.
I mean, it seemed like everybody had ruled Cleveland out. I mean, I've been trying to chase down any of the, you know, big NFL gurus, any of them, the insiders, and looking at their feeds and whatever they reported. I mean, the Browns weren't even mentioned over the last day.
I know there is a big argument about whether or not you're setting the market, and I don't really want to go that deep into Brandon Ayuk right now just because there was another point I wanted to make on this, but I'll go a little bit further. Like, I don't think he's better than DJ Moore. I don't think he's better than AJ Brown, at least not yet. Maybe I'll end up looking like a fool here in the next couple of years. I'm not sure. But if it comes down to the market, like, not every guy can reset the market. And I think that that's what he wants to do. He wants to reset the market. And I don't think that that's the case. And right now, Brandon Ayuk, like, we spent this entire week, who's he getting traded to? All right, well, Tone, if you're going to trade him to New England, that's not going to be a great football team this year. I'm watching them right now in preseason game number one because I'm a sicko. But they're still not going to be a good football team this year. We know that. If you trade him to Washington, Washington's in a build process with a rookie quarterback. And I know he played with Jaden Daniels at Arizona State, but as of right now, if you're their general manager, it's not the right time to make that type of a move for him. You can help out Jaden Daniels a lot by bringing him in, that's true, but you need to do a lot of team building in Washington to get the Commanders back on the right track. Cleveland is close enough to make sense. Pittsburgh, you can make an argument because they're a consistent franchise, but their quarterback situation's up in the air. And I know outsiders think the same as ours, so I'm not really throwing stones here. But their quarterback situation's up in the air, but I know our roster is better overall. So you would have two teams that intend on making the playoffs that would be suitors for you. But I can't reset the market with you because I don't think you're as good as all those other guys. You can be a $26, $27 million wide receiver. I don't need to reset the market with you, though. I have Amari Cooper for another year because I said earlier this week, it's a win-win for the Browns. If you get Brandon Ayuk, you get something shiny, you get a new toy, you get something to be excited about, I wouldn't blame a Browns fan. If you don't, you still have a great Amari Cooper, who's fantastic for this team. And you know this, there's going to be another wide receiver next year who's upset. It's a market in itself, which brings in Jerry Jones.
Well, normally I'd say, well, how can you call it a win-win if you lose somebody like Amari Cooper? But the thing about Amari Cooper is I don't know how much chemistry there is with Amari and Deshaun Watson right now.
I think Amari has chemistry with just about everybody. I mean, if he's able to find chemistry with all the other backups, he should be able to find chemistry with him.
Well, I mean, I think that's part of the question that people have had. Like, what is it about a lot of the receivers? I mean, Njoku seemed to take off after Watson. Amari Cooper had his best game as an NFL player.
Yeah.
And it was with Joe Flacco. Like, I think it would be harder to digest losing Amari if he had demonstrated that he had this great chemistry with Watson, which I don't think he necessarily has so far. But but you're right. Like, I do trust Amari, but you seem to not worry about losing Amari at all.
Last year, I wonder if is Brandon I going to give me 7 years out of 10 of 1,000 yards receiving? That's an incredible career. I mean, Amari Cooper has been outstanding in his NFL career. But if I do look at it, all right, against Tennessee, he had 8 targets, caught 7 of them, 116 yards and a touchdown. That's chemistry to me. That's with Deshaun Watson against Tennessee. San Francisco with a different quarterback had 108 yards. Had 108 yards on 8 targets, 4 catches. So there was a mix there. Arizona, 5-on-5, 139 and a touchdown. That's with Deshaun Watson. So I do think that there's chemistry there between those two guys. But Brandon, you would get more years out of him. You would hope he's the type of wide receiver Amari Cooper is. But I don't need to set the market with him when I'm already paying my quarterback upwards of $60 million. But this is what I wanted to say. News came out yesterday, and this was Jerry Jones' own mouth, where he had said, I quote, I don't have any urgency to get it done. Talking about a contract extension with CeeDee Lamb, to which CeeDee Lamb commented on social media, LOL. Why go after Brandon Ayuk this year, where if I really wanted to try to reset markets, would you be willing to reset the market on CeeDee Lamb?
Well,
yes.
Well, so we are. Are you saying the Browns are never going to draft? They're not going to draft a wide receiver in the first round. We're just going to go after expensive free agent every year.
You can draft a wide receiver in the first round. I would advocate. So you get 4 years on a rookie contract that's cheap. My thought is, if we're going to reset markets here, there's going to be always another wide receiver down the line who's not thrilled with his contract situation, including if the Browns actually draft one in the first round and they do well. That's going to be a better situation that someday, the Browns are going to have to cross that bridge with. That's the only point I make.
Do you mind if it's one of those where we're mentioned for every single one of these guys, but we don't actually get them because we're not willing to pay them the highest paid wide receiver money in the league?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.